The surprise hit of the year so far is a song from a new Disney movie, and it was reaching number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. People were floored by it because it came out of nowhere. It had been out for like 3-4 weeks before it did it. It's the song We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto. We don't talk about Bruno, no, no,
no. We don't talk about Bruno. Oh, that's the jam, man.
Number 5, huh? For real?
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
But I hear that song, and if you're a parent, you've watched Encanto. You've probably watched Encanto a lot over the last few weeks.
Right.
I know I have. I know everybody's superpower. Raven, I'm sure you're probably not familiar with the movie Encanto.
Not at all. I'm familiar with the movie being out and all that, but I don't see it. I haven't seen it. I don't know the premise.
All right. Well, long story short, it's about the Madrigal family. They were given gifts. So when they turn a certain age, a young age, they each have gifts and they live in a magical house. But Bruno, though we don't talk about Bruno, Bruno is like the uncle that nobody talks about. He's kind of like the outcast. I'm not going to give spoiler alerts, but you can probably guess that.
I'm guessing that Bruno is misunderstood or evil.
Option one.
Okay.
Okay, but no spoilers. Okay. But anyway, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, that song drives me crazy because, one, it's played on repeat in my house a lot. Mm-hmm. And two, it's hard for the kids to sing because, except for the part where it says, we don't talk about Bruno, it's a lot of, like, rapping mm-hmm. and hip-hop and real fast talk. Remember, Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote a lot of these songs for this movie. So it's kind of like in the Hamilton where it's, like, really fast speech.
It's Hamilton dialogue, right. Yeah. It's historical dialogue worked in with the the enchanted world of Encanto. Okay.
So imagine your three-year-old trying to like keep up, and it's just Bruno, no,
right.
A lot of that. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, what are the three most annoying Disney songs of all time if you are a parent? And I think obviously coming in at number 3, it's this one.
Hi ho, hi ho, it's home from work we go.
Yeah,
don't you think
it'll stick there?
Right. But Snow White, I never got into this. I always thought it was annoying. It's just one of those ones that the minute you start hearing it, you're like, please shut this off. Like, what is this? I don't even think kids like that song, right?
Well, it's old, too. I mean, it sounds old and it sounds dated at this point, right? So if you picked up the fidelity a little bit, maybe re-recorded, remastered it. Maybe we can get it covered by some people. What's Adam Levine doing today? Huh? What if Adam Levine covered this thing for like the voice soundtrack or something? People would be pretty fired up.
Second most annoying song of all time for parents from Disney movies. It has to be this, and for all the right reasons.
What?
From me. I'm on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devoting full time to floating under the sea.
The problem with this song is that it immediately gets stuck in your head under the sea from A Little Mermaid. I want to sing along to it.
No, I'm going rogue on this one, man. That's a great song. That's a hit song right there. I'm going rogue.
You always sing it, and then it just comes out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, I am a grown mother, and I hear that, and I start shaking it like I'm in a club listening to Shaggy.
Let me tell you something. I'm a grown man. You pair that with Kiss the Girl, date night is on. Yeah. Ooh, it's going to be hot.
But I think we could all agree the most number one annoying song for parents from Disney movies has to be this.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
We can't let it go. It's been like 7 years, and we still have to sing along to this everywhere we go. Please, let it go.
Didn't
just
it chart
it go.
For like 6 months, too,
it's never ending. Oh, my gosh. Go away.